Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared satisfied with the outcome of the European Union's foreign ministers' meeting in Kiev, the capital of his war-torn nation. Zelensky said he had been told that it is absolutely possible that talks on Ukraine joining the 27-nation bloc could start as early as this year, despite the ongoing Russian invasion. He says, today we talked about Ukraine's full accession to the EU in particular. Our key integration goal is to hammer out the decision to start membership negotiations this year. And today I heard once again at the meetings and negotiations that this is absolutely possible. However, unanimity is needed, and EU member Hungary has been vocal in opposing Ukraine's EU integration as long as, in its view, the rights of ethnic Hungarians living there aren't fully guaranteed. Officials say Brussels is considering unlocking billions of euros for Hungary, frozen over rule of law concerns, in exchange for Budapest's approval for membership talks and more aid to Ukraine. Yet the EU integration talks were overshadowed by the realities of war. Ukraine and neighboring Russia accused each other of new drone, missile and cluster munitions attacks Tuesday, in which Russian and Ukrainian homes were damaged. However, there is concern in Kiev that Ukraine's troops could soon run short of essential ammunition and equipment if United States Republicans succeed in stopping American military aid. The US has committed more than $43 billion in security aid since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. But due to opposition from anti-war Republicans, the US Congress removed new funding for Ukraine from a compromise bill to avoid a US government shutdown on Saturday. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.